Jody, thanks so much for doing this. I really appreciate it. And I guess just from you, knowing your history with the organization and knowing how long it's been since they've been in the postseason, what's the excitement level around this team right now?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me on. You know, it's exciting. It really is. But you just heard the call there when they clinched a playoff berth in Dallas. And we were on the road. The team was on the road. They had two games left in the season. And I looked at that as being as a positive. This team is a young group. They weren't at home. They didn't feel like they hit the finish line, and they had all these accolades. They really didn't feel like they accomplished anything. You know, they were in an urgent mode all year to get to the playoffs. They knew how crucial the points are. And being on the road and having two games left, they won the game in Dallas, moved down to Tampa, and had to take care of that game, and the one in Florida to ensure to play against the Pittsburgh Penguins. Not a tall, a pretty tall task, obviously, it was Boston or Pittsburgh, but they had work to do, and I liked that because really it kept them in the business mode, and the excitement level is very, very high, but the workmanlike mentality is still very high too, which I like to see.
Now, the mood of the team, are we talking about a pretty loose group, a pretty confident group, I guess, just your overall feel of how this team is feeling heading into tonight?
You know what? They seem very loose this morning at practice, confident, focused, all those things you like to hear about a team. They're a young, young group. You got a lot of guys that have never played an NHL playoff game. You've got rookies leading this team with Boone Jenner and Ryan Murray. Their hair is going to get blown back tonight, the first 10 minutes. There's no doubt here in Pittsburgh when they see playoff hockey and the atmosphere. But they have a sense of kind of innocence. They're so young. They work together. They got here. And I don't know. This is a team that's found their identity. And I say that because I noticed earlier in the year that they had a confidence about them because they knew what they were. And I think that kind of lifted them in a lot of situations. They know there's no captain on this team. They got to win as a team. They got to lead as a team. And they've been through a lot as a team this year, ups and downs. And I think that, you know, that mood around the team is confident, excited, and focused.
Jody Shelley's with us. He is the color voice of the Columbus Blue Jackets, joining us here on the Big Show. The fact that these two teams are so close to one another geographically, is that important at all for Columbus, knowing that the Penguins are just an hour and a half away?
It is, and it's. I'll tell you what. The last game in Columbus, there was 50% or more Penguins fans in the building, and it was kind of an eye opener in the sense for the fans and the players as to how big this Pittsburgh fan base is and how much our fans needed to push back, type of thing. They're a good team. Columbus didn't beat them all year, but there was good games. It was great to have Sidney Crosby come in. Couple times this year. They hadn't seen him. They only saw him 10 times, I think, over the last 14 years the Blue Jackets have. So to have him in there, there's a rival here for sure, and it was here before. I mean, there was that sense of there was the Pittsburgh fans were there before in Columbus because it was it's 180 miles from Columbus, and before the Jackets got there, for Pittsburgh Detroit fans. So it does create a good rival. This, obviously, a playoff series will create a bigger rival, and I think that's what the what they wanted when they moved to the East, for sure.
And you mentioned it, 0-5 against the Penguins during the regular season. But how close were those games? How contested were they?
Well, there was a 1-0 victory for the Pens. I mean, it was there were some close games in there. The first game, Sergei Bobrovsky got pulled. He's the reigning Vezina Trophy winner here for the Blue Jackets, and he got pulled the first game. He didn't play another game in the season series due to he had an injury for 6 weeks, and he was sick the last game against them. So he hasn't been in there. They've been close. I mean, it's one of these teams that the Blue Jackets play against. They have to play a 60-minute game. They can't have a let-up. They can't nod off. They can't get away from their game plan because an elite team like Pittsburgh, and you guys have seen them out there in Calgary coming to the building, they play that game. They stay patient. They know they're going to get opportunities, and when they do, they'll take advantage of it. So Blue Jackets learned a lot playing this team this year, but honestly, I think they've thrown all that out the window, and you hear teams say that going to the playoffs. They have. Emotions are high here, and they're fired up for game one.
Hey, I've heard it, or I've seen it written about a couple of times now. Brandon Dubinsky and Sidney Crosby have kind of a long-standing rivalry going back a number of years to when Dubinsky was a member of the New York Rangers, and guy gets under Crosby's skin, or at least goes out of his way to try and do that. How much should we be watching that in this series?
I think you should be watching that a lot, and I think that's a focus for a couple players individually. I spoke with Matty Kelver. He's a Western Hockey League guy, and he's just a 5'11", kind of a bulldog-type guy, you know, high energy. And he had a big smile on his face today. He mentioned the last game he played against Crosby. Crosby was telling him he was going to go after him, or he's going to that Kelver better watch it. Kelver was like, "Are you kidding me, buddy? Come on, like, bring it on. I want you to come after me." So these guys, there's a lot of thought of getting under the skin of a lot of their players, and one of them is definitely Crosby. Malkin would be another one. Dubinsky's one of those guys that irritates a lot of guys in the league. So if he can get that attention of Crosby, who's, Crosby's an elite player. He's pretty disciplined. But, you kind of get the sense with the Penguins that they're the boys that can't be touched. Some of them are, the kind of the pretty boys against the kind of the schoolyard, junkyard dog type guys here in the Jackets. So you look for that kind of attitude from the Jackets towards the Penguins here starting tonight.
In conversation with Jody Shelley, he is the color voice of the Columbus Blue Jackets on the radio, joining us down the Subway Restaurant's Fresh Take Hotline. Okay, we know that Sergei Bobrovsky is going to have to be an extremely important part of this series. How has he played? You've seen him every single game since coming back from that injury. Just at how high a level have we seen him perform at?
Well, let me tell you what, I played with Sergei in Philly, and I come here and I watched him previous to the injury that you talk about, and I thought he was playing great. I mean, I honestly did, because I'm kind of a positive, I always look at things positively anyways, and I'm watching him, and I'm just like, wow, he's great, and there's people talking about, oh, he's not playing so well. I didn't really get it. He gets that injury, 6 weeks out. I don't know what, something clicked, something motivated. I don't know if he wasn't feeling well at the beginning of the season. But since that injury, I'm telling you, he was playing a lot better, twice as better, as good as he was in the beginning, actually, because he's sharp, he's strong, he's challenging. It's just a different Sergei from the beginning of the year. And he just brought another level of confidence to this group, and that's what he brings. He's a hard-working individual. He's the ultimate pro in the sense of how he just carries himself. Every single goal that goes against him, it could be a 10-1 victory. If that one goal, it breaks it down and bothers him. Mm-hmm. He's a very competitive guy. So to have him as the leader of this team and the way he plays, he's at an extremely high level. It's going to be I think he will push Fleury. And Fleury's in a situation himself where he's got more to prove. But Sergei's here to prove something, too.
It was a 33-goal season and a breakout year for Ryan Johansson. What do you expect from him now that we're talking about the new game of postseason hockey?
I don't know. It's going to be funny. It's going to be interesting to watch, not funny, but interesting to watch how these guys react here tonight in the first part of this first period. They're young. They're raw. They've seen a lot, but they haven't seen playoff hockey. I think he'll take them at least a few shifts to adjust. And when he does, he'll figure out that, things are going to be faster. Guys are coming at him. I mean, Pittsburgh's going to hone in on him. That he's going to have to battle through that. He's going to play against the top pair, shutdown pair, probably be Orpik and Martin, I would expect. He's going to have to battle that and deal with that. He's a guy that's grown a lot this year. He's figured out how to use his big frame, and you've seen guys protect the puck with their big body. He's doing that. He slows the game down. So I look for him to settle in, but it might take at least a period for him to get into that and then battle those defensemen and forwards that are going to try to shut him down.
Jody, people here in Calgary are going to hear this series, and I think we know, and people here in Calgary are pretty familiar with most of the big names and who to pay attention to with the Pittsburgh Penguins. But from watching the Jackets all year long, who do you think people should kind of be ready to pay attention to, and who might be a couple of players that be like, oh, wait a second, this is something that I didn't expect?
Well, let me tell you one guy, and I think Calgary folks will appreciate this guy. Boone Jenner is a farm boy from Ontario, and he plays like a farm boy. He when he's on the ice, he's working. He battles. He's got no quit when he's out there on the ice. He's a rookie in the league, and I absolutely love him. He's got leadership qualities that you can't teach. He's got the intangibles. Just watch him. He's on the top line with Johansson, and Jack Healy will be there, who's a former first-round pick who was in the minor leagues all year. He gets to come in and jump in the top line. And I think Boone Jenner, for me, is that guy. Another guy who the Oilers probably don't want to talk about is Ryan Murray. He's that young defenseman that went number two behind Yakupov. Ryan Murray just coming back from an injury, a lower body injury. He's played like a veteran. He's silky smooth. He's paired with James Wisniewski on the point. And you'll have to watch close to see him because he's played that quiet of a game, that confident of a game. Very rarely have we seen him make a mistake this year. And in these situations, these high-pressure situations, these leaders, these young leaders, I think they will turn instead of leading this team.
Jody, good luck on your first playoff broadcast tonight. Looking forward to the series. And thank you so much for spending some time with us this afternoon. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. My pleasure. See you later.
There's Jody Shelley. He is the color voice of the Columbus Blue Jackets.